There was a lot of experience today, and it took me most of the day to really understand all that happened, and I'll try to explain it as best I can. As I said 2 days ago, a lot of greed has been arising, and particularly around food, and so I took Saito's challenge to keep watching it, and in fact, that seemed to strengthen my awareness and samadhi. And I could tell because there was more energy, I was needing less sleep, I cut down how much I was eating by about half. And I was watching, and I could see how the greed impacted my body, but I still couldn't see how it impacted my mind.
And then later, at
a certain point, I started thinking about the future, about plans for the future. And I thought I was being aware of the thinking. But I was not aware, I was being drawn into the planning. And there was a lot of greed associated with it.
So that's
why it's helpful to be aware of whether there's awareness. Because when we... Otherwise we think we're aware sometimes, but we're not. But if we check to see whether there's awareness, it's much surer.
Well, I thought I
would. It happens.
But I had what I can only later came to describe as an eruption of greed.
An eruption of greed
associated with these plans. And the reason I used that phrase was because it reminded me of, I used to have eruptions of rage before I practiced seriously. Yeah. And I haven't for many years, but I remember them. And the quality of it was, first of all, immense pleasure at letting go of the self-righteous rage, followed quickly by a lot of disturbance in the mind, upset, suffering, for what I've done and for how it affected me. And this experience was somehow similar. I had the excitement associated with, you know, planning and getting involved in it, the kind of elation associated with it, but I never had seen the negative consequences in the mind that I saw, or I saw later. It took me most of the day actually to see it, because at first I tried to look at it directly, and that wasn't helpful. It just made me more. I felt it in my chest and my stomach, a lot of disturbance. I totally lost whatever samadhi had grown through the retreat and awareness. I was just, you know, my mind was wrecked by this greed. It was really quite amazing. And I remember seeing this little video that Sayadaw had made about how on retreats you give up so many objects of greed that sometimes the few that remain that come up get very concentrated. So maybe this was an example of that.
Yeah.
That all of my greed seemed to go in this. It sounds silly. The you know, my expectations or my hopes for how good I would feel when these plans came to fruition.
Yeah.
And but I couldn't. I tried to look at it and got more confused until I remembered Saito's instruction to first reestablish right view. And then when I worked on that, I saw that there was a great deal of aversion present for this toward this experience.
Yeah.
Because I could see for the first time that what a negative effect it was having on me. I mean, I totally lost everything.
Yeah.
And maybe it never happened before because I never, in earlier days when this would happen, I didn't really have much samadhi or awareness. But somehow this time I saw the impact on the mind.
Yeah. I wrote to, guna shu ne da tu ma ti lai bo tu ai atwe de ma tu ne 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 myo ni de tu a planning cha ni da planning cha na tu tu pyo de tu sa ka long ya tu a lobha eruption phit de de volcano pao kwe lobha pao kwe de lo pyo ma de tu ba jao a lo pyo le so tu a yin no so dosa pao kwe tat de de dosa pao kwe de pong chaung tu a ku taya te cha a thut do tu ma phit do ko ne pao shi bi ya so da ma tu မမိတယ်လေသူရဲ့ပုံစံလှုပ်လိုက်ရတဲ့အချိန်မှာအရင်ကျဉ်းတယ
်
။ပြီးရင်ဒုက္ခရရောက်တယ
်။
စိတ်တို့ဟိုခန္ဓာကိုယ်ရောစိတ်ရောဒုက္ခရောက်တယ်။တခြားလူပေါ်မှာကိုယ်ဒုက္ခပေးခဲ့တာကိုလည်းစိတ်ကနောင်တရတယ်အဲ့လိုမျိုးပေါ့။ပြီးရင်စိတ်ကမချမ်းသာဘူ
း
။အခုဒီလောဘဖြစ်တဲ့အချိန်မှာအဲ့လိုပေါက်လောဘပေါက်ခဲ့တဲ့အချိန်မှာပြီးတော့ဘာဖြစ်လဲဆိုတော့ तू စောစောက तू လောဘအများများရှုတော့တတိသမားလေးတွေကောင်းလာတယ်လေအကုန်လုံးပြတ်သွားတယ်တဲ့အခုမှသူလောဘရဲ့ဟိုတက်ရောက်မှုပေါ့စိတ်ပေါ်မှာရှိတဲ့တက်ရောက်မှုရှင်းရှင်းလင်းလင်းမြင်တယ်တဲ့အင်းတော့ဆိုရင်ဟိုအဲ့လောက်တတိသမားဒီမကောင်းလို့ထင်တယ်တဲ့စိတ်ကအဲ့လိုဖျက်ဆီးခံရတယ်ဆိုတာမသိတာလ
ား
အခုကျတော့ဟိုလောဘကိုလ
ည်း sensitive ဖြစ်လို့
လောဘကိုလည်းတွားထားတော့ तू ကတနည်းမှာစုပြီးတော့အားရှိရှိနဲ့ထွက်တာလည်းပါတယ်သတိသမားဒီလည်းကောင်းတော့ဖျက်ဆီးခံရတော့ပို့ပြီးတော့သိတာလ
ား
အခုမှ तू မြင်တယ်နောက်ပြီးတော့ तू ရှုလို့မရဘူးတဲ့ရှုလို့မရတော့ तू
ဒါလည်းရှုလို့မရအ
ဲ့အချိန်မှာရှုပ်ပွားတယ်အဲ့ဒီဟာကပြီးတော့ तू ပြန်စဉ်းစားတယ်လေအရှင်ဖျားပြောတယ်အဲ့တော့ तू right view ပြန်ထည့်ရမှာဆိုပြန်ထည့်တယ်လေပြန်ထည့်တော့ဟော तू ဒီပုံမှာတကယ်လည်းမကြိုက်ဘူးခံစားမှုတွေအကုန်လုံးကနေလို့ကောင်းတာမဟုတ်စိတ်ကလက်မခံရေဦးပေါ့ဒီလိုဖြစ်ရကောင်းလားဆိုပြီးတော့အဲ့အချိန်မှာသူပြန
်ဘောလာမနေ
ပြန်နေပြောပြန်ကြည့်တာပေါ့ဆိုတော့ the mind had
okay
had a wrong attitude about whole thing as well yeah
it seemed to have a big when I realized that greed had an impact on my
mind.
Mm. It seemed to have changed my whole view, my whole attitude.
Loba, ko se ko phyet si si de so ra myin na ka ma tu se a myin na na pyan wa de lo phyet de.
Ka lu. Ka myin ni ka.
It's good. The more we see that, the better.
So this past couple days I'm working on balancing the effort of the mind because I was asking him the other day when I meditate I have heat and Sayadaw said that's too much effort so I was working with that and doing the balancing and it was very very interesting I can feel calm and then I would like watch it a little bit less. Before, whenever my mind, when I see an object, I latch on really fast. And I try to see the arising, the passing away, and all the process, what's happening in between. So now it's starting giving me lots of heat. by the time I'm done, I'm like sweating. And then after heat, cold, and all kind of stuff. But then Sayadaw says too much effort.
Yeah.
So I play with that, and it works so well.
Mm.
Like one morning, I try not giving it any effort at all, just like really observing it. And I almost fell asleep. There's no effort.
Yeah.
And then so I try to stand, okay, that's it. So I'm going to try it
a little more.
A little bit more. Mm. And it works really well. I mean, as soon as I see the heat coming, I like pull out a little bit.
Yeah.
And I can see, and then I change the object right away, and I can feel the heat going away, and my body was like normal temperature. I mean, I can feel some heat, but it wasn't like sweating, and I can feel the mind is much calmer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like more gentle.
Mm-hmm.
Very gentle, very
calm.
And like even the pain, before I mean, the pain come in, worked right away, and then mind got really excited. And so you have the pain, oh, let's see what's happening and how it works and blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And but now I'm just kind of like change the object, mm-hmm. and kind of pull that down and change my breathing, and it doesn't bother me, and it works really well.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel the balance mind, and that's
much better.
Yeah, it's like, you know, like the Buddha's a playing instrument.
Yeah.
You know, if the string are too loose, you can't play. If it's too tight, you can't play. So it's kind of like some working.
Quite to me.
Yeah, so very logic, calmness.
Yeah.
You know, I'll pull it down, but I'll chill on it. I'll chill on it. Okay.
And then so
I go away, fine tuning, I go away to Sarah.
Yeah. Fine tuning we have to do ourselves because only we can know our mind.
Yeah.
He can only tell you if it's too much or too little, but he cannot tune for you.
Right, so I have to fine tune it. And it's so interesting. Like the mind is still interested and everything. It's just like amazing.
Yeah.
So now I can really see whenever the mind is too interested.
Yeah.
It really does cause some wave. So now you kind of play around with it.
Right.
Because too much interest, then some greed coming in. Maybe.
Yeah. But then my question is, you know, my last retreat, I was really intense retreat, and I was really watching the nature of everything.
Uh-huh.
The pain comes, watch from the beginning to the end, the edge comes, everything.
Yeah.
You really watch it,
yeah.
And you see the rising, and you have to see the passing away, which is like, you know, so you see suffering, you also have to see the end of suffering.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I know all the nature, I mean, my mind has been seeing for like a month, I don't need to do that anymore.
So, what you did before, you get experience, you see, but whether there's understanding of nature, we don't know.
Artificial pain, you know.
Yeah, because it's artificial. You choose to see from beginning to end, so it's not natural that you realize that things realize. We don't need to think that we need to see something from beginning to end, because anyway, things are just beginning
and ended.
So the nature of things is they come and they go instantly.
Oh, okay.
But if we're looking for, it's coming and then trying to see until it ends, that's artificial, then real insight doesn't arise. But if we just build the awareness until the awareness has the power to see that that nature comes and goes, then you don't have to try, you know?
Yeah, I do see it whenever I notice it, it gets worse. It becomes stronger and stronger and stronger.
Mm.
And then when I pull back,
too much focus, it's
so you only need like access concentration.
Yeah,
yeah. if you have an insight, it's shock. It's like shock. You just little bit, and then you're like, wow.
This is way more relaxed. Yeah, yeah. The mind is more balanced now. Yeah, yeah. Before it was like, yeah, I'm yeah, balance is good. No, I take them. Yeah, yeah, otherwise too much effort inside, he said. Yeah, a lot of work. Yeah, and effort, three times, yeah, wrong effort. Yeah, see,
I don't notice is always our effort always veers into wrong effort. Very easy.
Yes.
When
we are not looking for it, and when we see it, then you...
Because
it's unexpected, then you really see how awesome nature is. When we're looking for something and we see that, that's not... It's not even nature, it's just what we're looking for. Because when we try to follow the theory, we have an idea what it is and we try to follow them, but we only get what we think it is. We don't see the real.
Yeah.
We don't realize the
nature.
Yeah, I see it. It's so like, it's much calmer.
Yeah, and then with balance, then insight can arise.
That's why I said, you know, the more I do retreats, the more just the mind is so amazing.
Yeah,
I'm so interested, and I'm like, I quit my job and just stay in meditation center.
Meditation center when they come into there. You don't know. Meditation center got more problems than one. Everywhere is still the mind. People's mind. Yeah.
You trade one problem for another problem.
Yeah, yeah.
You get the animals with the coma.
If you have a place where a lot of people, or most of the people, actually practice, then it's much more peaceful.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But when you don't have people who practice, then there's a lot of ego.
Right.
So, Lailin, I have a problem of fine tuning the first time. I went to Sri Aurobindo in 2007. Yeah, my teacher, Steve Smith, sent me there because he kept telling about Sri Aurobindo Sayadaw style because his teacher is Upanita, he's very fierce and stress and effort. But somehow with Steve Smith, he's very gentle, he used swimming style. And so,
Steve Smith got swimming style, and I'm to put with what swimming style style.
And so, I've been making progress, but Steve told me, like, you've been doing Gayanipasana for so long, it's time for you to go check out, try the Chittanipasana. And he also sent a lot of my friends to Truman too. And so my problem is like in high school, my motto is the least effort possible. So I'm supposed to be good at swimming, but Sayadaw is where I like the way Sayadaw teach, but because of the no schedule, and so I just relax and just read all the books because of Lady Sayadaw that I found there. My husband is better. He would go to sit, and also the monks there, the Vietnamese monks and nuns, they know I'm Vietnamese, so they just kept coming and talking to me. It's supposed to be mindful talking, but very difficult. So when I went back, I practiced with Sayadaw Upanita again. There's a structure, the schedule. So it was good, but somehow like I'm doing walking meditation, that's very helpful for me to see the nature of how the just physical and mental phenomena only. But I almost not make it to this retreat. Because when I saw the price is $120 a day, it's too expensive. But then when I read the prior letter, it says Lake Forest Resort. I said, oh, resort, I should check this out. I told my husband, this is good because they have a lake and I can see myself strolling, relaxingly along the lake, and then there's the sauna, heated pool. I said, I get my, and I have knee pain, so that's very good for my knees. But when I talked to Sue Wai, he said, we cannot use the sauna and heated pool. But the instructions of Sayadaw are really very precious. So $120 a day, my sister and I said it's cheap compared to what we get here. This is a treasure. So I would like to thank Sayadaw for stressing the right view, right attitude. And also now, because of there's no structure, and I've been maturing with the good training, with Sayadaw Pandita, I can see clearly there's no self, but I have problem with my mind. It's really wild, untrained. When I like, I love to read, and so when I have a book, I just keep reading. I cannot put it down. So I cannot do a lot of things I'm supposed to do, but I cannot do.
And when you're on retreat, you mean?
And now I read the book, Dhamma is everywhere, as I just said, cultivate the wholesome qualities. And so like, oh, I don't need to train the mind, I just need to cultivate the wholesome qualities. It will be easier.
Cultivating wholesome mind is training the mind.
Schedule
from the teacher is for children, Sierra said. Like when we're in school, we have a schedule, right? He says, when we grow up, Sierra says, then we have to have our own schedule. Imposed by the teacher, but of our own. He says we are adults. Do we only follow what the teacher says? We need to know how to think. Now we only go to follow instructions.
Yeah. But even though we may be adults, we may have the child mind. So when I learn,
so you go on Google schedule for like what?
So draw yourself a
schedule.
There is a schedule. Why?
Right. And now I have my own schedule because we said that Pandita, I have done like to do like 3 hours in a row, and then you can relax, and then 3 hours in a row. And so this time, Seda said like, and now I have called in the Dharma. Seda said like, you have only 10 days. Use your time wisely. Talk, but don't talk carefully. Don't talk when it's not needed. Which reminds me, like my sister and I, we shared the room, and she was so happy because she practicing, she saw the results. So she and I, we just keep like talking, but like praising the Dharma, praising the Triple Gem. Is that good? Or we should still limit talking?
Tu ni mana tu? Takkan ni mana? Ho ho ho, mesti bilang tu. Tapi orang tu ni mana? Atau mungkin jenat tu? Tercium pun orang, tercium pun dia balak kau ni, dia balak tercium pun orang ni. Dah kau nak mahu ni? Dah malu? Tapi pion ni pun malu. Apa tu? Sila.
Tapi pion pun malu.
No need to talk too much. No need to keep praising the Dharma either. Just practice. The best way to appreciate is to practice. If something is good, eat it. Siada says, don't keep saying it's good.
We eat it and it sounds good. And somebody says, oh, this is so good.
I love your aura, Salasan.
It was Salasan.
Just eat. Don't say too much. Sometimes we say too much and other people don't believe us anymore. You know, they're like, are you sure? You don't sound like it.
No, because my sister and I, we have both tested Dharma. And it's help us like to see how the mind is judging people all free of irritation. And so when we practice like Seda say like just thought and just see the irritation and then like, not my irritation. It falls away.
And you understand?
Yeah. And so I have
it's really not your anger.
Because like yesterday, can I tell that yesterday? I know, but maybe here, but when I get home, I will still notice this irritation.
So long as we continue to be aware, then we can carry the understanding, is whether here or at home. If there's awareness, otherwise if we lose it, then the understanding will fade.
So yesterday, like, I have been trying to be aware of the physical and mental phenomena. And I observe the mind. After I do walking meditation, walking up the hill, so I have to pay attention carefully. Up and down with my knees at the chin. So when I went into, I kept noticing, stretching my mind, and then suddenly I just observed like, as the mind, thinking mind, you know, the thinking mind, and then the thinking, talking starts to get low, slower, less, and quieter. And suddenly I just observed the silence. Just the silence. And I have observed that in the other retreat before, and I just keep noticing. And I remember at the Sri Women first retreat, he said, he kept asking me, next. So I said, oh, silence, and I know all the mind is happy, but when it was next. And so I observed that I need to brush my teeth, so all those things. And I just, somehow I have like there is the just this space and just the body moving, and if the mind is not there, does that
the body mind just not there?
I mean, like, because like, the mind was thinking, the body moving, not my thinking.
Okay.
Then the just body just stop because it doesn't know what it needs to do. And so I feel like we, like I can say, like intending to wish. But I can see the intending. But if I don't really wish, the body just stay there. And so I have to really want to wish and then touch. So it feels like I observe the knowing mind, knowing that is happening, the body moving. The body cannot move when the mind is not in the thinking, or it's thinking something else. And it seems like.
So, lunch will be downloaded or do what? But really, Majakana Dina, sick and yay water. In Lepipure, Ning Wardam to the Diana, Shimpiapia, next, Bassetiam, lesser to Setchi, Batti, Batti, as well, Sika, or Tuatayam, Piam, as well, to set to arm as well. The chain matu, a twinning must say me over, let us sing machine over there, twinning must say me over, I chima to send me to our bread. Kanako Yadwar, to Baloa Mamati, the look you wanted. Come out to a sick up my machine, Kanakoa.
Yeah.
So, Sarah says probably you got lost in thought and forgot what your objective was. That's why you stopped moving.
No, yeah. Because, and then this happens to me before too. And somehow I said that, yeah. So like, I wish
the
morning set up the instructions like for the beginners. Mm-hmm. You just pretend that there's an observer, the mind thinking and the physical thing. I wish it would have them give this instruction. So now, is it my mind thinking there's no one, just the body moving, and then the mind knowing what is happening? But, I remember like in 1990, I went to a long retreat 1 month, and I saw like I couldn't sleep because I had sinus. I had to sit in bed and just wash my breath.
Mm.
And finally I saw like the body is sleeping, but then there's like someone outside looking and say, oh, the body is sleeping and breathing normally. Just let the mind and the mind just go into the body and go into sleep. So like this time, this experience is something like that too. Like just awareness of the body moving, the mind thinking, and knowing what is happening.
So it's really biggest beginners, they should be able to learn how to teach. Do a lot to go to the school of your to 1992 at the Nasi ni rot, cha time berapa mana rasa kama, kalau kanzal lah sura, main ni, apian ni luti apa, apian ni sekarang ni, kan aku ayam ni ni, kalau pihat lalu ber,
kalau pihat.
Yeah, it feels like that when you can clearly see the difference between the body and the mind.
No body, ayam ni se.
Or object and the mind, or object and the knowing.
I just not seeing the talking mind, the knowing that the mind is talking.
Mm.
And then sometimes you can see the knowing of the moving.
Mm.
But then it's just maybe like because just 1 moment after the next, it's so fast, and it seems like there's the mind that knows what is knowing.
Mm-hmm.
It's also the knowing mind.
Okay. Masas look.
Young.
Was
young.
So may I have some questions?
Yes.
Yes. When I sit to do the meditation, sometimes you know, a lot of bad memory come to my mind,
mm-hmm.
and not a lot of good memory. So I wonder why the bad memory.
Because the bad memory is more strength. Maybe when the events happen. The emotions are very strong. And the good memories intensity of it is not so strong. And maybe we don't remember it over and over again so much also. Yeah, whereas we recall the bad. Yeah, things that are strong, intense, we remember it intensely. If the, whatever happens because of defilements at that time and the, it's very strong, then come back. Happiness, sadness, anxiety, right, attachment, whatever is very strong.
And then when I do meditation, you know, a lot of thought come to my mind. So I just let it come, you know, and let it go by itself. But some other thought, it'll keep coming back, you know. So I said, no way, I don't want to talk to you.
Cannot do that. The short way, I thought, yeah, why? The short way,
coming back, not arising new mind.
Yes.
Memory is the same, but mind is new.
Yes.
The mind is new mind. Memory storyline is the same.
Yes.
The mind is new, not coming back.
Oh,
this
is
new mind.
So you know, I said okay, if it coming back, you know, maybe I have to confront it. I said okay. First, I don't have time for you now. But now I have a lot of time for you. Come back and talk to me.
Then they don't come.
Yes, they disappear.
Chen Yin Long Nei,
You must welcome them.
Face
them. Okay, so
I'm going to face them.
When
I want to face them, they
disappear.
Yeah, you must be
interested. If you are interested, the developments are afraid. If you resist them, they are happy because you resist a defilement
together
with the defilement.
They are friends, resistant, and they
smiling,
are
right.
Friends.
But
so
when I don't fight with them, they disappear, right?
When you don't fight with them, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, don't fight. We are not fighting. We are meditating.
You know, they keep coming back.
Not coming back, this is...
New mind.
That's the new mind. And then my next question is, in the evening when I do meditation, sometimes I have a lot of saliva.
In my mouth.
I have to keep swallowing them.
Yeah.
And I said, why is it happening like that?
When the mind is calmed down, the naturally saliva coming.
Because
the samadhi is a little bit calmed down,
yes.
The saliva naturally they come. But if you more pay attention to the saliva, then more saliva comes. Forget it. If you notice and swallow, that's it. If you are worried or about thinking about this too much, then they more come.
Yeah, there's more coming. The more I swallow it, and the more I come.
Because of resistance. Naturally, the mind calms down, they come in, but one time and I finish.
Yes.
But you are not liking or disliking or
right.
Happen this, then they come again.
Right.
Because of the mind stimulate, then come.
Oh, I see. Not because I'm hungry?
No. Hungry is inside first.
Yes.
This is because of samadhi, later because of resistance.
Yes. So I told you just, you know, to let it happen,
yeah.
Don't pay attention.
Aware of the swallowing, swallow the aware. You notice there's a sensation, swallow, that's it, finish.
Okay.
It's a natural.
Okay, could you explain to me more about the investigation of the phenomena?
Investigation of phenomena is first mind, second mind, third mind, what the mind's process. You need to see the whole process.
Yes.
And relationship, everything. Try to see everything of relationship. About, for example, about the anger.
Yes.
When the anger rising, how do you feel, right?
Yes.
That time, what the mind thinks.
Yes.
How the way you, they think, how the feeling is there, and body sensation of what happening. We need to see everything about this investigation. Or gross level, or certain level, stay there or not. Maybe your angry is maybe decreased. Then you sometimes you need to check in, still have or not, like this. And relations, try to see the everything about this relation, what related to this object. Huh?
So first, I should you know.
And also, before and happening and finish. To see the whole process is also investigation.
So first I should, you know, be aware of it.
Mm.
And then after I be aware, I do the investigation.
Yes.
Yes, from the beginning.
But if you have enough information, then you can investigate better.
Yes.
If you don't have
information
not enough, then...
Investigation. You don't have to investigate yourself.
Oh. Sometimes, if you not interest, if you have interest, don't need.
Oh,
if you're not interested, investigate means is you use your intelligence to or more interest about the
process.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir.
I have one question. Mm-hmm. Does Mara really exist or just like?
Mana kategorisila kualaran?
Defilement, apa? Right?
It's a defilement.
Dua lalu.
Greed.
So when the Buddha was sitting under the Bodhi tree, Mara is just.
Oh, mana.
Mara.
Mara, the game itu ibu. Sare mara mana sih deh? Tapi kiri nama mana sih? Mana kiri dah oleh mana lakukan tu?
Yeah, the defilements are called Mara.
Mara.
Yes. Mara is a personification of the
Father. Deva, the Deva of Mato.
Yeah, Seattle's never seen the Deva, so he doesn't know if there is such a celestial being that represents all the unwholesome forces.
Okay, so I had a similar experience with yours with the anger and then the seat of meditation. So after the bodily sensations, like I'm aware of them, I become like more sensitive and I'll go into like expanding into thoughts.
Kind of in a jaw line.
And I'll try not to like fall into them, but like the emotion just kind of like takes over. Like, I don't know how to differentiate them without being affected by them. And I know that might be, like, ego attaching to it.
If you can just watch the feeling that comes with the emotion. But at that time, don't pay any attention to the thoughts, to the thinking. Just watch the emotion like an object, you know, just that.
Yeah.
And if you can just watch that, stay with it. If it keeps growing, though, then switch object or get the mind away from that subject for a while.
Okay. And then if it comes back?
Not to copy a line.
Do
the same thing over again. Yeah.
Okay.
So if each time you're
like it,
testing
like
to see how far you
comes
can
use. And I like realize it, I'll get like discouraged by it, and I know that's like bad to because I'm like kind of resenting it. So then I'll be like open to it, right? Like open minded, like.
Yeah.
And when I do that, it's like I get affected by.
So
it's discouraging.
Yeah, tua kili ta pi tua seda oh belum komen cara oh belum komen.
Oh,
say
angry.
discourage ဖြစ်တယ်ပေါ့အဲ့အဲ့ဒါဆိုရင်သူ့ကိုသူပြောအဲ့လိုမဖြစ်အောင်ဒီဟာကဟို welcome လုပ်ပြီးကြည့်ရမယ်ဆိုတော့နောက်တစ်ခါကြည့်ဒါပေမဲ့အဲ့ဆိုရင် तू အလွန်မုခါနေအဲ့ဆိုရင် तू ထပ်ပြတော့စိတ်ကြောက်အဲ့လိုမျိုးပေါ့ तू မနိုင်လည်းမနိုင
်ဘူးဩမနိုင်ရုပ်ပြန်လာ
He said, so stay with the body. Stay with the body. Anything else comes up, only look at it from the corner of your eye. Do not leave the body. Do not leave the awareness of the body at all.
Main object, anabana.
So that's your safe house. That's your anchor. You hold on to it, and then otherwise you just get swept away. So you hold on to that so that you stay anchored, and then you can know the rest. A mere knowing is enough. A mere knowing of everything else that happens is enough. You stay anchored, and some knowing of the rest is enough. The other says, you don't have to look at them, because if you look, then that's when you get swept into that. Don't go near the fire. Stay away from it.
Yeah. Like even when you're just watching your body and you're like, how am I feeling? And then, what emotion?
Go low, go low.
Yeah, he says, you just keep... So let's see if that happens again, if you just stay anchored with the body.
Go low, right? Right,
So he says, you... Our work is to have right view, be aware, and to continue to be aware. Tu ap yor le, tu kha na ko chi yin na o emotion ni a tet ni me so yin yor le. Da mae aku a ma chi lo so yin tet chin ma tet
ma. Chi ni ma tet daw.
Yeah, if you're continuously aware.
Chi ni ma lo am daw.
It's not likely that the emotions are going to just slam in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's more likely that it's only happened because you went to look at it.
Yeah.
That's why it got a chance to come in. So let's
see. Di lo lo ni ho lo tu a pi lo lo mya lo chin la ma lo man ti yin to set ma lo do di ba pyan la
when you do any work fully with the mind isn't able to do the other work that it wants to do fully so if you're doing mindfulness fully the mind isn't able to get into the work of trying to feel emotion and thinking up the thoughts that make it feel justified or hurt or whatever you know so if you're doing the work of mindfulness fully and not giving any energy to that he says very unlikely that it will just come in unless you lose your mindfulness. Okay. Sanjeev.
Thank you.
I want to say experience or question like is what is that and is the same or different? Something like one sitting I feel like hurting deep inside my my face, and like around 2 or 3 meters depth, and it turn around, feel it written.
Concept, I call no.
So, when you describe something, and you know how deep it is and all that, your mind is thinking of concept.
Concept so
powerful. But it look like two. It run around, and I feel it. I watch it, and after the end, it look like a. Object like this one.
These are all a concept.
They disappear.
All
and after that, I come back with my breath.
Don't next time. Don't look like this. This is a totally concept.
Because I heard like you told like if the pain come or if the rhythm come, we watch it.
Yeah,
but
watch just, don't watch. Just know.
No.
Yeah.
But only the sensation.
We know. Like I practice knowing how it happened.
How? If you think how, then it become concept.
You don't try to describe it. You just feel it only. Just feeling, but don't have where and all that.
Yeah, but
place
it's coming like true. We can feel it.
True
we can
what?
Know it.
True, real.
It's real.
Yeah, because of concentration, they become real. Not real. They just become imagination real.
Concentration makes things feel very real.
Your mind is easy to put the name or meaning of this. That's why
things.
They become concept. So that's why don't watch. Being watching means focus. Don't watch. Don't watch. Step back.
Just
relax. No.
So that means we still come back with our rising.
And better here and just know this happening. Don't watch this. If you watch this, this become storyline come. Concept come. Then whatever the mind thinks.
Yeah, the earth is sitting like, I feel like my sweat out, but it fall down and I feel this side, and it look, it come with my idea like I want to take it, the physical or not. So I touch it.
Okay.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. But it feel like the, I feel the wet and the the sensor and the wet and it fall down slowly. It look like that. It make me
so your
like
concentration very strong.
Your concentration so strong. Don't watch. Don't shoot down. Count shoot down. Huh? Count shoot down.
Count
shoot down.
Count shoot down. Not too. Not concentrate. Focus on.
G big, G big.
G
big. G big. G big.
Cấm chăm chú.
Yeah.
Count shoot down. Count shoot down. If you shoot down, then this concept are coming. Then you cannot see the reality. You cannot understand reality.
Yeah, that's why I just confused now, because sometimes I heard like we can change the object to look like.
You open the eye or close the eye?
Close the eye.
So open the eye better. That's why you cannot concentrate. If you open the eye, the mind cannot concentrate. Energy very weak because some energy is come here. So the mind cannot focus with this object. So you, for you, better to be open the eye and practice. Okay, if you close the eye, very easy to imagination.
The other thing, like I feel like the progressive, not true. Sometimes I feel easy to control. Sometimes to watch my rising or falling, But other than sitting, I feel like it hard to follow it. Sometimes I lost the knowing, knowing mind, and it come back and come.
No problem.
Yeah.
If you lost, come start again. Don't lost, start again. Don't try to continuously rising falling. Don't try to continue. If you try to continue rising falling, you come with very a lot of energy. That concentration is very high. And very dangerous for this concentration. That's why later you become like this.
So that means I should be practice like just blend my mind and something come, we watch it.
Yes.
Knowing it.
Knowing it. Yes.
Many objects will come.
Just know. You need to change your practice way, nah? Before you have concentration, one object continues long time. Now you relax, open, whatever comes, just notice this, like this. The whole body, your object is the whole body. Whatever obvious, recognize. Okay? Yeah.
Not
otherwise, forward. you become like this.
It confused me because sometimes I heard like when something happened, we should
investigate.
I want to watch it.
Later, because your mind is not ready yet. Your mind is not ready yet. Other people is a different view. You don't follow other people's advice, now. For you is for your dose is different. If you are mindful, continuously investigate already there. Okay? So don't try to investigate or later, because these people they try to investigate, they know more things. And they want to do this. But because of necessary people, I need to tell them to use this. Right? Don't try to do too much. First, you need to build up how to watch first, how to practice, understand how to practice first. Then later. Then?
Yes.
Okay.
We usually to practice, watch our mind, but I want to ask other situation, like when we work at a group, especially like in community work or volunteer work, like that a person not follow the rule or they always the person always do his own idea, not follow the what we agreed already, something like that. Or the person try to make the people understand, to write them to the way the person wants, something like that. So what we do?
Prahita lupa esok mata cholu dia turun loh cina ni turun loh dia boleh nampak tercalu dia suasan dia turun beku yau. Elok belum loh am.
Turun belum loh.
Ayo
do lah. Belum belum apa lah. Pasal yang buat
don't do anything to them. You watch your own mind.
Yeah, but we work at a group.
Then
that happen.
Dora ma pao. So yeah, ma dora ma pao. Is the shima. Yo te na yo.
So first you have to take care your own mind. No anger. So you watch your own mind. When anger no more, then you can think clearly with no anger. What is the right thing to do? What is the right thing to say? When is the right time to say? And then you can decide.
You can talk, but check the situation and talk without angry.
Okay, thank you. Okay. My question.
So your technique is like
the... Technique. This is Buddha technique.
Okay. So this one is like no concentration?
No.
Just too much.
He's too much.
Even later on.
That much energy is easy to think about the object. So if you are thinking about the object, the concept is obvious. Then you're aware of the concept. Not really. Don't know that really.
There is right concentration. And if you are aware the way he says, you will have right concentration. But that much concentration is already wrong concentration. And that he's trying to prevent wrong concentration.
Right concentration you can use. You can use sometimes.
Of course there
is. That's what I did at my last retreat too. We really concentrate on the rising and the passing away.
That is you already target. This is not natural. This is artificial. You are target to want to see this one, that one. That's why wisdom not coming.
Just to bring the mind
you
down.
Can see. You can see what you want to see because of your concentration strong. You can see what you want to see.
Yeah,
but
it's more,
understand not coming.
It should be stability of mind.
Yeah.
It's not concentration. Samadhi is stability of mind. It's not concentration. So.
Now
because of concentration, the mind calms down.
Right.
That is samadhi. The concentration is not samadhi. Because of energy, the mind calms down. This is samadhi. But people think they concentrate. That's why concentration can come. The concentrate is not samadhi. Force. This is energy. Use the energy. This is not concentrate. Concentration is stability of the mind is settled down.
Just watch calmly, easy.
Continuously aware, continually aware and make this mind calm down. There's no defilement, no chance to calm.
Right.
That is a real samadhi. Without craving, aversion, the defilement less and less, there's a samadhi already there.
Every moment there's samadhi also.
So, I only have a few more days, is there any more advice that I should do?
Yeah.
How do you have
to
say?
Just continue.
After 1 year or so, you come to ask me what you should do. I said, continue. Do be continue. That's it.
Job.
I said already, your responsibility is to try to be right view, think about right view, and try to be aware, and try to maintain that awareness continuously. That is your responsibility. That's it. If your mind growing, later and later, you are the mind more understanding arising, you are not doing too much.
Right.
The wisdom do his self. You sleep. Wisdom do his self.
So it gets easier.
Yes, and when you are understanding, grow and grow, less doing. Being is coming. Nature is being, is arising itself. Less doing. Practice without practicing. You are not practicing, Dharma is practicing, nature is practicing. If you are understanding growing, less doing. Don't ask me how to do.
Because now the walking with mindfulness is really easy. Before it was very hard trying to...
How to do
next,
what to do.
Lots of work.
You need to grow, let it grow. Like a water, what you want to plant, flower, water and fertilizer, and let it, that's it. This is your responsibility. What flower growing is not your responsibility. If you want to do something, you take off the flower,
dead.
Then die.
Just a problem.
You take away the nature. You more understanding of the nature, and Basana is become far away. Basana is no place. Understand?
Yeah.
Don't try to do too much.
Oh, okay. Easy.
Cultivate. Yeah?
Do memory.
Yes?
I have one last question. For eyes open meditation, I find that easier for right effort. But is there any recommendations for if you're supposed to look like at one thing, if it's bad to look somewhere else?
What?
Or if it's just...
Yes, you put in the cool side time la moi dilo le ba phwet tha just open you can blink or whatever
you
can
see ya go ba chi le mello eye movement me ti lo ya
if you look somewhere else just know that you looked
eyeball you can know eyeball moving
yeah
well like sometimes it'll like go blurry you know
to kind of
see your perspective
but you not pay attention here naturally let it be you're more aware that the whole body that's better
or blur your line.
Yeah. You don't, the mind not here, then you become not clear.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Can I have another question? Like when I walk in, I saw something run across, something like that. My mind at that time, I just know something about the move. But then maybe the other time I want to walk, oh, what is that? What is the animal? I look at it the anymore. Is it correct or not? Or I just let it know the mind just feeling like somebody move, but we stop at
but
there.
But naturally, the mind would look right. You are look or not?
Yeah, we look. I look at look that.
Then you know you are looking. That's okay.
Oh, that's
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But maybe when I look at anymore,
but you need to know you are looking. You aware you are looking. Understand?
Yes.
You're aware you're looking. Now you see, you look this bear. No, not me. Look the bear. Do you look at the bear?
Yes.
No, look at me. Look.
Yes.
Look at the bear. Do you know you're looking?
Yes.
That's enough.
Right. After that, maybe it lead the mind lead to other things, something like that.
Yeah, you know the mind activity also is good.
It's okay.
It's okay. You're looking, then you know you're looking, then come back. Okay?
Yeah.
Then you're more skillful to play this more natural way. Other way, you control the only this thing. Then looking, you totally lost. You're not skillful to how to watch your looking. Huh?
Yeah, that's I raised that problem because sometimes in real, maybe we cannot control the mind. We do something, but the something come up. We
already
have to do other thing. We let us go do many things, but
yeah.
We cannot control from the start.
Yes,
so that,
that's why we are follow the. We are not stop. We are follow the nature. We follow the nature. Just aware behind you what you're doing. You're looking. You know you're looking. You do your look the way you are looking. Understand?
Thank you.
Don't if you control is tense and not become natural, not skillful, not faster. Try to practice in a relaxed way and natural way is more faster and faster. When it become more faster and faster, just try beginning a little bit difficult because of people are used to only one object all the time. This easy. But more objects that they think confused, complicated. But just relax and try to practice again and again and move faster. Make the awareness faster.
Yeah. I scan like he's just like monkey mind. So to like our mind just go change the object.
If you know the mind is monkey, monkey mind, the mind is monkey, there's also right view. It's a right view. Buddha said this is a monkey mind. Now we know the Buddha say, oh, this is a monkey mind. We know, we understand now, but the mind is monkey mind. Right? Before we don't know. Buddha said the mind it looks like a monkey. Jumping this, jumping that. Now we realize, we understand. What Buddha taught. This is right view. Don't afraid about one monkey mind. to see, you to understand that what is the monkey mind. That's another, right? Then you can see the monkey mind, then you can control him.
So may I have a question? This one is outside the meditation. Can a dead person come back in your mind, in your dream, and tell you something?
No. This is just imagine thinking. Don't believe it.
Don't believe.
Yeah. The mind can think many ways. Don't believe it, huh?
Yeah. So there's no ghost,
Sayada? Hmm?
Ghost?
Oh, ghosts are very afraid to you. Those are very afraid to you. They are poor.
Afraid
so
of?
Afraid of you.
Afraid of you.
They asking to you to share
marriage.
They are very poor. That's why they want to contact to you. That's why they give you the smell, the sound, to know they are there. So you need to do is share the marriage. That's it. No need to afraid. They are afraid of you. They are afraid of you. Huh?
Of you, yes. Afraid of you.
Okay, who?
Anybody else want to go?
Nothing? Last one, down.
Yes. Just a couple of days, I don't have anything special to say about, but I feel like I can remember more. I remember about aware more. Like before, when I maybe meditation at home, cannot be aware for an hour or that, but now I feel like I can do it easier.
Mm.
And last night, it's kind of funny. I wake up at midnight. Usually I go to fall asleep again, but by the time I wake up, I ask, "What is the mind doing?" The noise. Then I start to. Start to aware again. Then for about half hour, I fall asleep again.
Like this, good.
Couple of hours, I wake up and I say, "What is
the
mind doing now?"
Yes, very good, very good.
So how can I sleep?
Yeah. This we call the good sleep. Count no in your chin.
There's a good way to sleep. Mindfully.
Count no in your chin. Happy count no judge la.
Good way to sleep and good way to wake up.
Just wake up.
That should be.
It's a good way to wake up.
You must sleep like this. Yeah.
Why you think it's not good? You want to sleep.
Why? You want to sleep like a dead body. It is a moha. It is a deluded. If you are very mindful person, you cannot sleep totally like this. A little bit body move, the mind wake up and sleep again. Very sensitive.
Yeah.
A little bit hear sound, then wake up.
Funny.
Oh. I think that's funny.
Not funny, this is good.
Because when I go home, I just keep like that. How can I?
Maybe not. You don't know.
If your body is tired, then the mind can sleep. The body need to sleep.
Yeah.
Here is nothing to do, so
not
tired, so cannot sleep deeply like this. Why body need to sleep? Because tired. I think she has the idea is a. Continually, not stop sleep is no good.
Mm. Yeah.
And this morning in Dharma Hall, I heard Sayadaw said when we are meditation and there is grief, aversion coming in our mind, we just consider like an object.
Uh-huh.
But in case that is very strong,
how
can we do it?
No, but I know you that.
Yeah,
if too strong, you use the body as your object.
and
return the
object. Yeah, change the object, change the object.
Yeah.
I'll be back. You talk of that defilement, I'll be back. Dang, the car coming, boom. Do you understand? Yeah.
Yeah, just come back my phenomenon. I just want to confirm, something happened to me like that. It gave me the real real sensation, something like it like real.
Mm.
But my question is, the mind created?
Yes.
Make it?
Yeah. If you want to know, open the eye. Because the problem is close the eye.
Yeah, but when I open the meditation, something it has very hard for me.
Very
follow
hard
my
for me.
My
hard for me is hard for me is what?
Something like
hard to be concentrated, right?
Awareness. Something like
not aware. Hard to be concentrated. Hard to be concentrated because your eye open, the mind is come here. So you cannot concentrate the object properly. That's the now we need. Okay? So just knowing, just open eye, but the mind stay there.
Even though you know, not so clear, it's okay.
So that means when I sit in object, when it not concentrate like rising up or down, something like
if
that.
If you open the eye, you can start with the rising falling. Open the eye, the mind, pay attention, rising falling, it's okay. You already open the eye, right?
Yes.
So concentrate not happen.
Yes.
But awareness is there.
Something like it, easy to awareness, but easy to lose. Wandering thinking.
That we want to know. That is we want to know. That we want to know. Now you are knowing the body and mind together.
It's not wandering mind. It's
not wandering mind. If you know this mind,
you know thinking.
Your awareness is good. So now you're aware that your body and mind together, your awareness now become better. Because the mind can know physical and mental together.
It gives me the feeling like I'm not awareness, something like that.
No, not like a before, not like a before, very calm, very concentrated. Yeah, all off, no problem. Try.
Okay,
yeah, try. You need to change your better way. The other way, you become a wisdom kind of calm. Because of concentrate and the storyline and concept, the opinion, all the time you follow the opinion. Understand? If you want to understand, the wisdom can grow, you must practice like this.
Okay.
You must change the way you practice. No? Depend on your now how you practice. Depend on now how do you practice.
I already get old. I think.
So don't think about future. If you how to stay in the present moment, how become this present moment become future. This right? This present become future.
Sometimes I think so. Maybe not confident.
Because you thinking too much about future. If you thinking about present, you become confident.
Yes.
Thinking about future, because the future is not real. So that then you're not confident. Real is, in present moment, is more confident. This present moment become future. Right? Do you understand now? You
yes,
try now?
Understand.
Just know, aware, just aware is enough. Don't, like, don't try to get back before your practice situation, you need to change your style.
Yes.
We are now practicing vipassana, not concentration practice. Huh? Yeah.
Yes.
And you can watch the whole body also. Now you can watch the whole body?
Yes, like when I close my eye.
No.
Just tell you like I watch. Easy to
easy to watch. Yeah. Now you open the eye.
Body.
Now you open the eye. Watch the whole body. What do you know? Now tell me. What do you notice? Don't look at me. Look at yourself.
My left hand hold my right.
Okay.
Hand, so
okay.
Yeah.
And then
my left boot on the ground.
Well,
and
two left hand, right hand. Error ni kono par. Tu sinzara teman par.
Oh.
Rau tem.
But whatever. And now your hand is touching, right?
Yes.
And leg is touching.
Yes.
And then. next
and
one.
A little tickling on my head, something like that.
Yeah, behind. There's a tickling sensation. And then?
Talking to you.
What do you know talking? Sound. Sound. Sound,
the sound. Yeah, the sound.
Sound,
yeah.
Sound. Oh, your mouth is moving. Sound, yeah. Move, mouth. And then?
Yeah, I do.
And then?
Yeah.
And then?
Many people around me.
They see. This is seeing. This is seeing. Not people. This is
seeing.
Understand?
Yes.
You know you're seeing. And then?
I hear the sound of the air conditioning.
Yes. Yeah. And then? Just it, like this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Continue away. That's enough.
About thinking.
Do you know you're thinking?
Yes.
Now you're thinking. Do you have?
Something like knowing.
No, thinking. Do you know you're thinking? No.
Yeah.
Without thinking, how do you talk to me?
Yeah, thinking to talk, but not thinking.
Okay, and
but
not thinking, other thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that is also thinking. Thinking to talk
is
also thinking.
You,
yeah.
Internal dialogue, you talk to yourself also thinking. Huh?
Okay.
Okay, okay.
Thank you.
Okay? Yeah, right. My
so
God.
I have a last question.
Oh my God.
I don't think I'm a greedy person, you know, but when I go to the dining room, I have a lot of temptation. I say, this food I never eat before, I want to try, and then I try, and then.
Time is no problem, but do you know you have a greed?
Yes, I know I have a greed.
Oh, okay,
so
that's okay.
So
now you are not, no, you are not crazy. Now you are a good, right person. If you don't know you're craving, then you're crazy.
So the last few days, I said I have to take less food, you know, because I think a lot of food and I couldn't finish it.
Sure, so.
Yes, this is a naturally wisdom is involved.
So I'm glad we eat only 2 times a day.
Yeah.
So a lot of money left, right?
maybe
your husband. let's talk to him. Don't eat dinner.
But then I'm glad they give me a chance, you know, to see how greedy I am and how do I adjust it, you know, because there's so many. Good for so many temptations, you know.
Yes, a lot of less left job, but a little bit hungry.
A little bit hungry.
Listen, naturally, whatever you do, not be aware. Naturally, wisdom is growing. He can manage what is should be or should or not need or not necessary.
Right.
The wisdom should tell you. Then you are more less suffering.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. If you don't know, then oh, you have a lot of suffering.
Yeah,
okay.
Well, I have a story about wisdom.
Yes.
Yeah. I was walking earlier today, and mind was in a particularly fierce tangle of conflicting feelings, thoughts. Or against. And it was following a period of fairly steady, even practice about that.
Yeah,
it seemed like it was getting more and more knotted to me. The mind was sort of in a helpless, had this helpless quality that I can't change this, I can't fix, you know, can't deal with this. And so suddenly I became aware of how identified I was with the situation.
Mm.
That it was wrong view that I had. And I sort of thought this nature, that I was in this conflicted thing, was simply one of those things. That's where I was. And then followed by sort of awareness of the of the wanting that was in the situation. This, the wanting to have and not to have, and then followed by an awareness of the aversion that I was feeling to being in this not thing. And the whole knot just sort of unraveled.
And
it was gone. It just vanished.
If your realization comes clearly, if your realization comes clearly, what's happening? If you realize, then the final.
It took me a minute or two to believe, to actually believe the experience I was having, that it wasn't a trick of my mind, that I hadn't somehow talk myself into.
Usually we're so identified, and to see it just do its own work and free itself.
If you really wisdom arising, you feel like this.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. And surprise and shock like this.
Yeah.
That's the first time wisdom growing, you feel like this. Because you cannot think before like this.
That was a quality. It was as if.
Because the opposite, the diluted and wisdom is the opposite all the time. Mm-hmm. Diluted become your view change, totally you are. Must be upside. You never think this way that time. That's why you shock or surprise or unbelievable.
How wisdom could find its way through that tangle. But it's a new mind, right?
Because it's a new mind.
Well, I wondered. I mean, it's a new mind. It's wisdom arises with a new mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, mind all the new. Yes. Yes.
Because the
awareness
the
also,
mind
awareness
before,
also continue, aware also new. Yeah. And wisdom also always new. Because of the mind is new, does wisdom have a chance to come?
What did he just say? Yeah.
He said, well, it has to be a new mind. If we thought it was the old mind, then we'd still only have what we knew before. Yeah, but it is a new mind, so there's the possibility for wisdom to do something different.
Yes, very good. So sometimes if the mind become difficult, very sure, wrong view is already there. If your right view, the mind is freedom. Okay.
So I have a small question.
Yeah.
When I face the problem, like the object, this is like bother my mind too much.
What?
Like right now. I feel angry. Angry
now.
Yeah. It's like automatically. When I sit down, like a technical meditation over there, it's automatically saliva come out.
Mm.
And in my mind, it's a wrong view. The wrong view.
This is not wrong view.
Yeah.
This is a nature.
Yeah.
It is nature, not wrong view.
Yeah.
If you're hungry, the saliva coming, it's a mental and physical process. This is a cause and effect process. It's not wrong view.
And I think at that time, I think, I have to change the to try to another object.
You can use it as an object.
Yeah.
Angry is a bodily sensation, right?
Yeah.
It's also object.
So
if you really try next time you're really hungry, you watch the hungry feeling, only 2 minutes, 3 minutes, hungry gone. Don't think about the food or whatever. Just object and aware continuously. 2-3 minutes, the hunger is immediately gone. Just slowly, and gone. If you're thinking about you are hungry or mini and full, or then start, the guests continue come out, they stay hungry, continue. If you don't think anything, just pay attention to that, just object. Simply aware of the object, continue aware, 2-3 minutes, the hunger is gone.
The object is your hungry feeling.
Yeah. Belief decrease. If you not believe it, try next day.
I try not now. I still basic with that one. The problem, right?
Right now. Only 2-3 minutes. No need too much, too long. Maybe 5 minutes, but maximum.
Yeah, but when you're hungry, even 1 minute is very long.
I sound a minute like child over.
Because of we are practicing like this. Every time we're hungry, we put something. This is an old practice.
Right.
This is an old practice. When we are young, the parents said, don't make you hungry. Eat something, eat something.
Yes.
The whole life we eat like this. Hungry, put something. That's why a little bit hungry, then you might want to eat. Cannot bear anymore. That's why children are very... Some children come to practice, the 8% they're crying very because of hungry. They cannot bear anymore. Okay, Tai, you can try and watch your feeling.
I cry now. I cry very
challenging. Okay, next time.
Thank you.
Thank you.